Once again, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne, and it's time now for music.
We got married in a fever.
No, we're not the jet set. After the fire is gone.
Love hurts.
Johnny and June, George and Tammy, Conway and Loretta, Graham and Emmylou. Just a few of country music's iconic male-female duet partners. Well, let's add a new one, Kelly and Bruce.
Dreaming, oh, you got me dreaming.
That's Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison. They both had blossoming solo careers when they got married back in 1996, but they hadn't recorded a full album together until now.
I'm still hanging out, hoping you might show. I don't want to stop, and I can't let go.
The new album by Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison is called Cheater's Game. I caught up with them as they rolled through San Antonio on their current tour. Early in their courtship, they tried their best to maintain separate careers, different booking agents, different touring schedules.
We were pretty careful of that and found a lot of ways to collaborate without crossing this line that we have now.
Yeah, as time went on, I think there was a little more pressure for us to perform together. And we would, in small ways, you know, just sit in with each other at a show or something. And it was fun, but we didn't really think about, you know, merging our recording careers or something. That had always been separate. So a little by little over the years, as we did more and more together, it started to make more sense.
Pour me a waterfall and I'll drink it down and roll them old memories around. I know I'm still in love with you, but you've just been gone for too long.
So country music has this long, rich history of male-female duets.
Sure.
Did any of that history kind of enter into your songwriting on this collection?
We've had a couple of people that said they were surprised or perhaps happy that we didn't just go with some of the classic country duets that we all know and love. And in hindsight and honestly, we didn't even consider that approach to it. I was just going to look for the best songs. Doesn't matter where they came from. We just looked for these songs that felt good when we sang them.
I got 9,999,999 tears to go.
So half of this album is cover songs. And there's a song called 9,999,999 Tears, written by Razzie Bailey, that comes from a certain time and place in country music radio. Kelly, what about that song?
Bruce grew up around here near San Antonio, Texas, and that says that song was on the radio everywhere, but I had never heard it.
Yeah, I remember when it was a hit. It was a guy named Dickie Lee, who was a great writer, but he didn't write that song. And so we went through bushels of songs to try and get to these.
What I liked about it, though, is I thought it really kind of merged our two worlds of music together perfectly, because it kind of has a little bit of a rockabilly country sound to it that was the stuff that drew me into country music. And it also had that 70s feel of country music that kind of is what Bruce was kind of raised in. So I thought that it was cool that it was what a Bruce and Kelly song might sound like.
I can't believe you would want somebody else, and no one could take my place. At least that's what I keep telling myself as the tears fall down my face. I got 9,999,999 tears to go.
So I'm speaking with Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison. Their new album is called Cheater's Game. So you guys are both on Twitter. And sometimes
I'm more on Twitter than Bruce.
Okay, I've got the count. Kelly, you have tweeted 3,833 times. Bruce, 156.
156?
And 100 of them were mistakes where I punched the wrong button, probably. I keep saying you got to be good at it or else it's just phony baloney. So I haven't figured out how to do that. Kelly's amazing at it. And I, so we're a good pair in that way, too. Kelly, you know, she takes care of our social media situation.
Kind of makes you wonder what George and Tammy might have done with Twitter.
Exactly.
I wonder.
Exactly. You wouldn't have wanted George tweeting all the time, would you? I wonder if
no, I would have loved to hear Tammy tweeting.
I know.
She'd reveal all that stuff about George. That
must follows.
Exactly. And I shiver, shake, my will is gone, baby.
This is kind of a random question. Do I hear a tuba on some of these songs?
You do, yeah. Good ear.
I think we were going for the band, as in the band, and on that track a little bit. We had a really amazing producer named Brad Jones who was in there as a partner with us. And the tuba, I don't think either one of us were arguing for tuba on our record, but that was his idea. And it
yes,
was a good one.
We were waiting to see how we felt about the tuba. Turned out we really liked it.
So the two of you have had four kids. You had four kids in 5 years. Is that right?
We did. It was stupid.
Right? Wow.
Stupidest thing we've ever done. I mean, it's great. I love those kids. But having them all four in 5 years, that was kind of intense.
And their age range now?
The oldest is 12. The twins turned 10 this week. And the youngest is 7.
Musicians tour. What does that do to the career of a touring musician?
Yeah, it complicates it a lot. We've shortened the way we tour. We have to do weekends. Now, when we do solo stuff, it's easier because one will stay home when the other goes out. But since it's the two of us together, we have to do weekends. So.
Do they appreciate what you guys do and how different your lives are from the other parents at school?
I think so. I think the older they get, the more they kind of notice that it's different. Last night, our 7-year-old started crying and said, "You're never home on the holidays." And that was just the biggest lie. We're home right for every single holiday. But he goes, "It's just one of the bad things about being famous, I guess." And it just made me laugh. My mama had me in a sleeper of a diesel. She never heard about a cradle by the fireside. Her and daddy taking turns behind a steering wheel. Listen to the winging wind singing me a lullaby.
That's Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison, the married couple. Released their first ever musical collaboration, a full CD called Cheater's Game. If you're curious, you can sample a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Kelly, Bruce, thank you guys both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Our program today is directed by Lily Percy. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Liz Baker, Becky Hersher, and Acacia Squires. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rood. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kalamur, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Tony Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendATC or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.